Title, Turning Back the Clock, DOL Proposes Previous Davis-Bacon Prevailing Wage Definition. Content, on March 11, 2022, the Department of Labor, DOL, proposed reverting the definition of prevailing wage under the Davis-Bacon Act to a definition used over 40 years ago. According to the DOL, the proposal is meant to modernize the law and reflect better the needs of workers in the construction industry and planned federal construction investments. 1. Brief history lesson. The Davis-Bacon Act was enacted in 1931 and requires the payment of locally prevailing wages and fringe benefits on federal construction contracts. The law applies to workers on contracts in excess of $2,000 entered into by federal agencies and the District of Columbia for the construction, alteration, or repair of public buildings or public works. 2. From the 1930s to the early 1980s, the DOL used the following three-step process to define prevailing wage, any wage rate paid to a majority of workers. If there was no wage rate paid to a majority of workers, then the wage rate paid to the greatest number of workers, provided it was paid to at least 30% of workers, i.e., the 30% rule. If the 30% rule was not met, the weighted average rate. In 1983, the DOL set the process of determining prevailing wage as any wage rate paid to a majority of workers, i.e., more than 50%. The weighted average rate. This two-step process effectively removed the 30% rule from the equation. At the time, the DOL cited concerns that the 30% rule contributed to inflation. 3. Returning to the three-step process? Now, the DOL has proposed returning to the three-step process in place prior to 1983. 4. The DOL proclaims this proposal is necessary to ensure employers on federally funded or assisted construction projects pay fair wages to the workers who build our roads, bridges, federal buildings, and energy infrastructure. 5. Additional proposed revisions include creating several efficiencies in the prevailing wage update system and ensuring prevailing wage rates keep up with actual wages, which over time would mean higher wages for workers. Periodically updating prevailing wage rates to address out-of-date wage determinations. Providing broader authority to adopt state or local wage determinations when certain criteria is met. Issuing supplemental rates for key job classifications when no survey data exists. Updating the regulatory language to better reflect modern construction practices. Strengthening worker protections and enforcement, including debarment and anti-retaliation. 6. Still no private right of action under DOL's proposal. The DOL proposal includes language that the labor standards contract clauses and appropriate wage determinations are effective by operation of law in circumstances where they have been wrongly omitted from a covered contract. This proposed language would assure that, in all cases, a mechanism exists to enforce Congress's mandate that workers on covered contracts receive prevailing wages. 7. However, the DOL stated that the proposal does not risk creating an end run around the administrative procedures currently required. Instead, the operation of law provision should not affect one way or another whether any implied private right of action exists under the statute. 8. 60-day comment period. The Wage and Hour Division of the DOL is currently soliciting comments, which may be submitted online. The comment period closes on May 17, 2022. Prevailing Wage and Renewable Energy. The Build Back Better Act, which passed the House of Representatives in late 2021 and is currently stalled in the Senate, proposes expanded tax credits for green energy projects. Notably, it adopts a prevailing wage mandate like that of the Davis-Bacon Act. Renewable energy projects under the Build Back Better Act, if enacted into law, will likely involve work that is cutting-edge and innovative. These types of projects are expected to make determining the proper, and perhaps new, classifications of work for prevailing wage rate even more complicated. Add in another layer of complexity with the DOL's current proposals, and contractors would be not only at risk of exposure to wage underpayments, but also at risk of credit eligibility challenges by the IRS. Similar concerns are being raised in response to the recent introduction of the Clean Energy for America Act. This bill provides tax incentives for investments.